A medium is a channel in which messages can be received from the spirit world, from loved ones. Whenever somebody goes to see either a medium or a psychic, that it really is the responsibility of the person that they're sitting in front of to ask the question and to give the answers to what they want, what they're looking for. Are they looking for a connection with their loved one in the spirit world, or are they wanting to find out what's going to be happening within the next 6 months?
Why do people physically come along to see you, Rachel? What would you say is their main motivation?
You know, many people would like to know, when they've lost a loved one to the spirit world, are they okay? Have they got over okay? Is everything all right? Are they feeling any different and whatever? So, you know, there's lots of questions that are on people's mind.
How do you respond to the doubters?
Well, in all walks of life, you're going to get those that are sceptical and doubting everything. Some people block their minds too. Those loved ones coming through with messages, simply because they don't want to know. They really, truly don't want to know. And you're not going to be able to change everybody's mindset.
How did you yourself become involved in mediumship, Rachel?
Oh, well, my journey in mediumship is quite an interesting one. It all started for myself as a child, and I was brought up in a staunchly religious family. But I was always aware that I was never, ever on my own. The lady that I'd grown up with, my nan, when she suddenly passed away when I was age 20, you know, I lost my rock, my everything, to be honest with you. But, you know, I always knew from when even my nan had passed away that, again, she'd never leave me. She never left me when she was here, so I knew that she would never leave me when her physical body had gone. And to me, again, I became more aware of everything around me, from the signs that she was giving me to the fact that, you know, I could even smell her perfume, which was quite unique from time to time. I knew then that I needed to find a different way of being able to communicate with her. And it was ironic at the time that a friend of mine had got some funny little interesting things happening in her house. And she'd said to me, Rachel, will you come along with me to one of the local spiritualist churches? Well, you know, from a staunch religious background, I was thinking, well, I'm really not too sure whether I should be going, but, you know, I'm going to go and give her some support anyway. So off we toddled to a little spiritualist church. There was a piano up the corner, which was about 30 years out of tune, and a wonderful lady who was singing her little heart out. She really, truly was. And at the end of the service, she came up to me and she gave me one piece of evidence that I knew would only have ever come from my nan. It was something that was completely unique and nobody ever knew anything about it apart from my nan. That changed. That was my light bulb moment, and that completely changed everything that I was thinking.